Good evening, everyone. It is 10 p.m., which means it is now time for Songs from the Squid Pod. I am your host, Savoir Faire. And for the next hour, we'll be taking our usual look back at the 80s. And got a pretty little, in my humble opinion, an interesting show lined up for you this evening here. So hopefully you'll stick around for that. And of course, I had to answer Edward's Tangerine Dream outro with my Tangerine Dream intro, which of course is Love on a Real Train from 1984. You may be more familiar with it from Tom Cruise's Risky Business movie. This is actually a live version recorded at some point in the 2000s. And I actually kind of like it better than the original one, but hey, that's me. Okay. Plenty to get to here as usual. As I was coming in, if you're curious, the Celtics were up by 1 point at halftime. So hopefully they can keep that up, but we'll touch base on that later this evening here. But we're going to go back to 1980 exactly to start off tonight's show. So let's dive into it here.
Thank you. My life, the look in your eyes took me by surprise. It's you.
And we are back here on Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm your host, Savoir Faire. We meet here every Friday evening from or at 10 p.m. for an hour's worth of the 80s era. Occasionally in a little into the 70s or 90s as I see fit. If you're always curious about the playlists or archive versions of the show, you can always find them on the station's website at WMFO.org and click on the schedule link. And be sure to follow me on Twitter at SquidPodMusic. All right, let's talk about what we've been listening to. We started off the set with Spider. That was from their 1980 debut of the same name. Spider is led by Holly Knight. Holly's actually in the Songwriters Hall of Fame and known for penning a number of hits for some big-name artists, including Tina Turner. She wrote Better Be Good to Me. It was a top five hit for Tina. And the track we heard there was New Romance, It's a Mystery. Pretty Poison was in there with Catch Me, I'm Falling. That's off of their 1988 debut. And that track reached number 8 on the Billboard's Hot 100. That's right. And actually number 1 on the Club Play chart as well. And then we wrapped it up there with The Bats from their debut. Three debuts in a row there, folks. The Bats are out of Christchurch, New Zealand. Christchurch, of course, has been in the news recently for a very sad reason. But, great 80s band there. We heard the track Take It from their 1987 release, Daddy's Highway. Plenty to get to here tonight, folks, as always. And dive back into it here with a little locals music. Local music. I guess it's locals music, right? I mean, you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
watching the girls go by, spending money on. Sleep all day, it's the only way. I'm a parasite, I creep about at night. Place to be. What am I doing here? Watching the girls go by, spending money on. Hey, hey, I don't work, 'cause I don't have to. I don't have to work. There's no work to do. We'll be right back.
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers this simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
Welcome back. You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. Got about 25 minutes left to go here before the ladies of You Know We Had to Do It to Them take over. And in addition to that last PSA that you just heard, I wanted to remind everyone that here at WMFO tomorrow, Saturday, May 4th, tune in to hear some of your favorite local musicians between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. That's right, WMFO will host 9 bands and musicians. And so please tune in to WMFO 91.5 or for Live Music Day, or of course you can stream it online at WMFO.org. Definitely don't want to miss that. Okay. And speaking of local music, we started off that last set. How about that for a segue? With the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones from their 1990 debut. And we heard the track Drunks and Children from Devil's Night Out. If you normally follow Squid Pod, you probably know that lead singer Dickie Barrett is also the announcer for the Jimmy Kimmel Show. And after the Boss Tones, we heard The Specials and Nightclub from their self-titled album from 1979. Adam Ant was in there with Place in the Country from his 1982 release, Friend or Foe. Easter House was in there with Whistling in the Dark off of 1986 Contenders. Easter House is a British indie band from the 80s, and they were named after the Easter House area of Glasgow. Then, of course, we heard from Dale Bosio and Missing Persons and I Like Boys from their second release of the same name, self-titled release anyway, from 1982. X-Boy was in there with A Boy from China. Stuff of the compilation Neo Wave Nostros. It's a compilation of 4 bands from the Neo Wave of Japanese punk from the late 70s. I presume early 80s as well, but had a little bit of trouble digging up exactly where, which era X-Boy came from there. But it's a great little track. And I gotta admit, the term Neo Wave is not completely clear to me as well, given that the artists are more closely aligned with punk or post-punk, and Neo Wave these days seems to refer more to chill or electronic music. But hey, times have changed, I guess, right? Okay. I'm gonna dive into our last set here. Going back to 1984. And of course, if you are, whether you are or whether you're not, following along with the Celtics there, it's not looking good for them in the fourth quarter. This is, of course, game three. But holding it somewhat close there. It's 114-101 at the moment. Okay.
the Avengers. The Earth's mightiest heroes.
Like Kevin Bacon?
He may be on the team, I don't know, I haven't been there in a while.
Alrighty, folks. You have been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, and I'm your host, Sav LaFaire. It's going to do it to for me tonight. And I guess I am ready to get out of here, maybe. Hope to see you here next Friday night at 10 p.m. sharp. Got time for one last 80s track, but let's talk about what we've been listening to. We started off that set with Section 25 and Looking from a Hilltop. That's the mega mix. It was originally from 1984, but it's off of the compilation Factory Dance, which is a... well, it's off of Strut Records, but it's kind of a compilation of Factory Records 12-inch mixes and rarities from 1980 to 1987. In Section 25, they were formed in Blackpool, Lancashire in 1978. And they took their name from a provision of the Mental Health Act, which allowed for compulsory detention. The Wedding Present was in there with Anyone Can Make a Mistake. From their 1987 release, George Best. Let's Active gave us Talking to Myself. From their 1986 release, Big Plans for Everybody. And we wrapped it up there with the Psychedelic Furs and She Is Mine. From their second album from 1981, Talk, Talk, Talk. Alrighty, folks. Hope you have a great weekend. Take care.
Hi, this is Mary Wilson of The Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Faire on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Since you were 17, has he called?